dictation for Argyll, A-R-G-I-L, Willman, W-I-L-L-M-A-N, July 1247, address as a letter to Saginaw V8, 3214085, and Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-S-L-O-V as in Victor, I-S-K-I. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, and sirs at Saginaw VA, follow-up for Argyll with chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in June, in ICE emergency room hospital visit, stable weight, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no incontinence, no infection, stable dyspnea, inhalers, no oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic back pain, goes to the chiropractor, sleep apnea on BiPAP machine, recently saw cardiology Dr. Krepozman, everything is stable. Next paragraph, pressing weight 194. Blood pressure runs in the low side, 104.68. No gross respiratory distress, no RAL wheezes, no pericardial rap, no ascites, stable edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. This is from October. A creatinine of 1.38, which is baseline, representing a GFR 53 stage 3. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. There is no albumin in the urine. Does have minor increase of triglycerides, low HDL and high LDL. Hemoglobin high at 17. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Blood pressure in the low side, continue present regimen, not symptomatic, chronic polycythemia, never smoke. Not symptomatic, no headaches, no changes on eyesight. Normal white blood cell and platelet. Cardiomyopathy clinically stable, follows with cardiology. Probably a combination of hypertensive heart disease. Plans to increase Crestor for better cholesterol management. I see no problem on that. The degree of renal failure is not severe. The chances of rhabdomyolysis are very small. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. Come back on the next 6 months.